Darren Millard here with Nick Kypreos, Doug McClain, and member of the Tampa Bay Lightning organization from day one, Brian Bradley, who's picked up in the expansion draft from Toronto, if
correct.
I remember correctly. And now still part of the organization. What's your role now, and what do you think of this year's team coming back into the playoffs?
Well, my role with the team is community relations ambassador rep. I work with Dave Anderchuk with corporate sponsors, season tickets, suite holders. So, you know, I've been doing that for the last 2 or 3 years. It's a, you know, I love it, being involved with the community, you know, shaking some hands and having fun. And, you know, I think this year's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, like we talked about earlier with Doug and Nick, and, you know, a lot of young kids playing their first games in the playoffs. And, you know, we got Lynn back in net, who's only played one game so far in the playoffs, so it's interesting to see how it's all going to turn out.
Now, of course, you retired in the late 90s. You weren't part of the Stanley Cup championship in 2004, but we saw the reunion, the 10-year, a lot of great faces, a lot of great names. Talk to us about how the community's doing. We know there at times been some turmoil here, but Vinnick, the owner's come in, a model owner, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, no, I think the team, you know, when we won the Stanley Cup, obviously, you know, with Nikolai Habibulin and Annette, then we had the lockout the year after, really hurting our team and our chances after that because we had the momentum and all of a sudden it all snowballed south. You know, I really think that if we don't have an owner like Mr. Vinnick, Jeff Vinnick, Todd Lewicki coming in board, you know, obviously Steve Eisen, but more importantly, Jeff Vinnick. I mean, I see our team maybe being like Atlanta and moving away maybe to Winnipeg or Quebec City. I think with his ownership and what he's did to the franchise here and, you know, the money he's put into the rink, the downtown facility, what he does, he gives away $50,000 to a Lightning Community Hero every game, $10 million over the course of 5 years. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Brian, you look at the team, they missed the playoffs last year, and goaltending is a major issue. Bishop steps up, but is there more than Bishop? Cooper, a first-year coach, what else has been the reason, the catalyst, that a team can stay in the mix without a Stamkos?
Well, you know, it is interesting to see because, you know, obviously losing Stamkos so early in the season with his injury, you never know. We all thought maybe we would slide, but the team picked up. I mean, I got to give, you know, Bishop's had a heck of a year. I mean, you know what? It's too bad he's not going to be in the lineup. Hopefully, maybe game one or two. We'll see what happens. But, you know, you look at the young kids in the team, you got to give Coach Cooper a lot of credit. I mean, he's won in the USHL. He's won in the American Hockey League. He's had an unbelievable track record of winning championships. The players all love him. They love to play for him. And you know what? It goes a long way.
And you were never really a coach lover that I ever recall. and now you love Cooper. I like that. I like it. You're changing, man. As you age, you're changing.
It is Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, simulcast on Sportsnet 360 and Sportsnet.ca, presented by Lexus on the Park with Darren Millard, Nick Kypreos, Doug McClain, and member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. From opening night when the franchise skated onto the ice, Brian Bradley.
We talked earlier in the show about Victor Hedman and how he's really emerged. And for me, watching him in his first few years, you just said, this guy will never be an offensive defenseman in this league. And sure enough, 55 points this season. And has really put himself in a position to be talked amongst the best defensemen in the league.
Absolutely, Nick. I mean, you know what? I think they say, you know, the first takes a defenseman about 250 games or something like that to get adjusted to the NHL. I mean, I really remember watching Victor Hedman when he was an 18-year-old kid. He's now 23 coming to the league. I really thought when he first came here, they should have put him down in the American Hockey League for like half a season, maybe a full season, because it would have gained him a lot of experience. To throw him right into the mix here, right out of the gate at 18, it was too much for him. I mean, he's matured into a really good defenseman. I'm totally shocked, like we talked about earlier, how he didn't make the Olympic team for Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
To me, he's been one of the best players in the NHL as a defenseman. I mean, his game in the last probably 10 games has been as good as anybody, especially carrying the puck up the ice. Defensively, offensively, he's been a stud.
Nate Thompson was skating with Steven Stamkos this morning. I don't think John Cooper's going with that combination tonight. Give us an idea of how the units break down for the Tampa Bay Lightning up front.
Well, you know what? You know, the last couple games, we haven't had a guy that, you know, we don't talk about a lot. Obviously, we talk about Steven Stamkos, but Valtteri Filippulov, he's played exceptionally well. I mean, obviously, we lost Vinny LeCavalier, Stevie Y, who's had known Philippa a lot in Detroit. We brought him in. He's been unbelievable. Great player to watch, great with the puck. I mean, he makes guys play well. He's going to play, I think, with Kilhorn and Ryan Callahan. And that line's been absolutely fantastic. We talk about Stamkos' line and different players that he plays with, but that line has been, we have like two number one lines, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Palat, what where did he come from? And he's their leading goal scorer. Like, it's quite a seventh round pick. It's an amazing story.
You know what? He was one young kid that they, I think they drafted him, and you know, he came up. He played in the American Hockey League for a year or two with Coach Cooper. But he's got so much skill. He's got a lot of grit. You know, he's not afraid to go in places. He's got very smart player. I love the way he plays. He's only gotten better with more ice time, but he is a very skilled player, Doug. And you know what? He can put the puck in the net. That's one thing about it is, you know, guys get the opportunity, and some guys at the next level can bury their chances and put it away. Some guys, they just never do it. He's brought his game to a new level, and you know what? We've got some, you know, he's played exceptionally well for us.
Now, Brad, we're the same age. We came through the ranks together in terms of the Ontario Hockey League with London, and then we're here today, and we got a guy like John Cooper behind the bench. The old way that we grew up coaching-wise, is that kind of gone away? Or is he the next phase?
Be careful what you say.
Is he the next generation in terms of how you've got to coach? Because he just seems he's got everything together, at least going into the first round. And I get it, the inexperience isn't there. But the ability to communicate with these kids today, is it truly different than when we came up?
Before you answer that, remember Mike Keenan's in the KHL final right now. So the old way doesn't have it.
And you got to remember Doug McLean's old school,
you know,
too, right?
John's a good coach, but he's no Doug McLean over here. Okay, you know what I mean?
Good point. I like that,
Doug back in 96 with the Panthers, you know, going all the way to the finals there. Yeah. But you know what? I don't know what it is. I really don't. You know, Nick, I mean, you know, we talked to a lot of the players. We talked to all the teams he played for in the USHL, some players he's had before. I mean, he went down to the American Hockey League, you know, went to Norfolk. I mean,
He's paid his dues.
He's paid his dues. But you know what? When we first went down to Norfolk, you know what, 3 years ago, the Tampa Bay Lightning have never won a playoff series in the American Hockey League in 18 years. Before he got there.
Amazing.
That's amazing stat. Yeah. He goes down there the first year. They made the playoffs. You know, we lost in the first round, but then the next year he wins a championship. The year after, they have the best record in the league. They won 29 straight games. I don't care if you're playing ringette, you're playing rec hockey, you're playing chess against somebody. To win 29
amazing.
Games in a row
amazing.
In pro hockey is truly amazing. The players love him. They play hard for him. And, you know, he doesn't really yell or scream. He just lets them go do their thing. But he lets them know they need to be held accountable.
Just want to get some news in here. Brian Bradley's with us on Hockey Central at noon, presented by Lexus on the Park. Paul Maurice signs a 4-year contract extension with the Winnipeg Jets. No real surprise here, Nick.
No, and well deserved. This guy turned it right around. There was friction in that organization. Claude Noel, obviously, there from the very beginning in terms of the relocation back to Winnipeg. But again, old school, the lack of communication between the players and Noel, and now Maurice has come in and essentially fixed it, Max.
Yeah, and just going back to Cooper for a minute, I think something that Stevie Y really did a good job on when he brought Cooper in is he brought in some excellent assistant coaches.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, Stevie Thomas, you look at Rick Bowness, you got quality guys that are working with a young rookie coach.
So, and Maurice. Paul Maurice.
Right. Yeah.
Don't change the subject.
No, but I'm just Paul. Paul
trying
Maurice.
To get
is a good
you
control, would you?
Well,
Paul Maurice.
He just goes.
I mean, I've talked about Paul Maurice for 15 years. I mean, I like to talk about Cooper. Maurice isn't playing tonight. Did he coach? Has he got the job in Montreal?
I'm not sure.
I'm glad for Paul. He's a good man.
So you saw enough to get a 4-year extension.
I think he's a good choice there. You know, look, he went in a tough situation and did a good job. Paul's a good coach in the league. There's no doubt about it. I don't have Paul as a great coach in the league, but I have him as a good coach. And they're not ready to make a Stanley Cup run yet in Winnipeg. I think it's good that they're stabilizing the situation there.
Brian Bradley's with us on Hockey Central at noon. Opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs, so you have three games tonight. Anaheim against Dallas. You also have Pittsburgh against the Columbus Blue Jackets and Montreal and the Tampa Bay Lightning. What will be the key tonight for this Tampa Bay Lightning squad that will have its backup goaltender? We have less than
And remember, you've picked Tampa to win this 4 straight.
Oh, yeah, 4 straight. Is that what I said, Nick? No, you know what? I still pick Tampa in 6. You know what? I think the key is, you know what? you know, obviously goaltending right out of the gate. You know, I think getting the home ice, home crowd, getting the first goal in the first 10 minutes, getting the crowd excited. I mean, you know, this crowd's going to be rocking tonight, just like it will be in Montreal. But, you know, Carey Price is going to be a heck of a goalie. I mean, that's why he was the, you know, the, you know, on the Olympic team for Canada. I mean, Lindback, it's going to be interesting to see. I think the guys are going to have to be ready to play. You know what? And we're going to have to find secondary scoring.